In the aftermath of 9/11, the country came together in a spirit of rare unity, one that the Juneau Glacier Valley Rotary hoped to keep alive in a memorial that it built in 2002, just 1 year after the attacks. And joining me now from Glacier Valley Rotary, Brent Fisher, who designed the memorial, his wife Debbie Penrose Fisher, who he says was the inspiration for this project. And we also have Michelle Strickler, current president of the Rotary. Well, thank you all for being here with us today to remind us about the reasons for this memorial. But Brent, I want to start off with you to just tell us what sparked this project.
Well, my wife. So I think if you want to get on the very, very beginning, my wife is the start, the inspiration. So if we can let her talk about it first, then she'll get it to a place where then I jumped in and started. So
okay, Debbie, cue it up for us.
Okay. Well, quickly, if I can just preface that there are markers or in events in all of our lives, and these events capture a moment in time forever. Births, weddings, the loss of a loved one. For me, 9/11 is that. I remember exactly where I was, what I saw on the TV, the shock as it unfolded, images of planes into buildings and towers imploding and people in the streets of New York running covered in ash. That day is indelibly marked in my brain. And after that initial shock of the horror of that day, something amazing began. I remember watching Congress standing on the steps of the Capitol, each one of them with little flags, singing God Bless America. Patriotism was truly, to me, reborn. Flags, I don't know if you remember, flags being flown everywhere off of trucks and businesses and houses, and cities across the nation designated places where candles, cards, and flowers could be placed. And that momentum swelled up in me, and I bugged my husband every day, where can Juneau do that? Where can we process our grief? Where can we express our patriotism? And I really did nag him every day. And one day, driving down Riverside Drive, past the park we love, I said, what about Rotary? What about a flag memorial? And he said, that's an idea. And he went home and went in a separate room, came back later with a meaningful sketch of the memorial we now have. So the simple idea with an inspired design met with green lights all along the way. Rotary embraced it, the city embraced it, and as a result, we have a memorial in a year, the first in the nation. So there you go.
So Brent, what inspired the design besides Debbie making you put this project on her quote-unquote, what my husband would call a honey-do list?
Yeah, well, now you can see why and how that memorial came to be. It was certainly Debbie behind it. So I was a Rotarian at the time, and what kind of inspired is I had a childhood friend of mine that I was in scouts with, and he was on the Flight 77 that hit the Pentagon. And so when Debbie talked about a flagpole, it was I started just with some sketches of, you know, what could we put. It was kind of just your standard foundation for a flagpole, and just kind of maybe divine intervention or, you know, inspiration or something, Pentagon came to me. And so that's what started it. So with the symbolization or the symbolism within the memorial itself, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but that's what kind of inspired it. And just the things just kind of fell together and of the design but that's what inspired it.
But you also have a direct connection to this story, I understand. Can you tell us about that?
Well, like I said, I had a childhood friend in scouts, Christopher Newton, who was on the way back from back to California to pick up his dog. It had moved back east, and so he was on the flight that hit the Pentagon. So that was my personal connection, just like I said, a childhood friend.
You know, it is kind of amazing today that we have people with direct connections to something that was so far away from us. And probably people wonder, like, why Juneau, which is, you know, a continent away from where these terrorist attacks were on the other side. Why us to be one of the first to have a memorial?
Debbie and I talked about this morning, and I'm going to let her say it because she's much better at words and articulating things. I can draw things, but she is definitely one who can communicate well. But we talked about it, and I truly believe what she said is how we feel about why, Juno.
Well, we were saying that distance doesn't limit your heart reaction, and that we're all Americans first. And I don't think that the distance made any difference in how it impacted people. So fortunately, CBJ and Rotary moved this forward. Everyone seemed to want it. It kind of resounded. And it's really something I'm so proud of that is a testament to a community working together. So yes, it's a wonderful way to honor the people whose lives were lost. But it also, in a separate way, speaks to the community of Juneau and how, when we work together, amazing things get done. And I'm really proud of that accomplishment.
Well, I want to go to Michelle before we run out of time. So this memorial, everybody's been working on it, sprucing it up. There's a new wall that's added, new bricks that have been placed in there with new dedications. So, Michelle, what do we need to know about tomorrow if we want to be a part of the ceremony?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Rhonda. We're so excited to get to host this commemorative event. And as has been shared, this is a significant thing for Glacier Valley Rotary, now this being our 20th anniversary of hosting this event and getting the opportunity to celebrate and honor our first responders and the members of the armed forces community that come. It is truly a touching and somber event, and it's a way to remember the past, our pledge to remember, and also to honor those we stand by today. So please come ready for the weather. We have done some work at the memorial. It's very beautiful, but there's some areas due to the rain that are a little sloppy. So please wear rubber boots and be prepared for that. We do ask the public to gather beginning around 9:40 a.m. because we do start pretty promptly between 9:45 and 9:50 because there's a very special color guard where the flag is brought to half mast. Precisely at the time that the first tower, representing the time the first tower fell. So there's a strict timeline. The entire event is only about 20-30 minutes. So we're done at 10:15. Now, tomorrow is going to be significant because it is the 20th commemoration. We've had a replica pin made that everyone in attendance, until they run out, will receive a really beautiful pin that is a replica of the memorial. So right down to the forget-me-not flowers that symbolize our commitment to never forget. So we do so look forward to seeing Juneau's community out there, and we are just honored and privileged to work together as a community and continue this celebration.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, the three of you, for being here, sharing your thoughts about what's behind this memorial, and also giving us an avenue to think about what happened 20 years ago. Thank you so much.
Thank you.